I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. Here with last week's NAS Crop Progress and the U.S. Drought Monitor Report is market reporter Lindsay Brunet from the Greeley USDA office.
For the week ending May 21st, 2017, states that rain and snow across the state halted field work midweek, according to the Mountain Region Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service of the USDA. Several localities received several inches of rain, with areas at higher elevation receiving moderate to heavy snow. Precipitation continues to improve dryland crop and pasture conditions as well as soil moisture. The San Luis Valley also received late snow and freezing temperatures that damaged some growing alfalfa. Stored feed supplies were rated 4% short, 87% adequate, and 9% surplus. Sheep death loss was 70% average and 30% light. Cattle death loss was 2% heavy, 77% average, and 21% light. Alfalfa stands are rated 4% poor, 21% fair, 66% good, and 9% excellent. Alfalfa first cutting is 3% complete. According to the United States Drought Monitor, a stripe of heavy precipitation from the Central Rockies into the upper Midwest erased pockets of abnormal dryness in Nebraska and reduced coverage of dryness and moderate drought in Colorado. Storminess across the Central Rockies led to further reduction in the coverage of abnormal dryness and moderate drought, mainly in Colorado. On May 18th to 19th, Cheyenne, Wyoming was blanketed with 14.3 inches of snow, with snowfall ranging from 1 to 3 feet at several locations in the Central Rockies.
That's Colorado Ag Today. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.